exemption?
No, this would be like, and then.
I see, once I hit.
Testing.
If you don't second, it's going to be you.
You get it.
You can lead us in the pledge.
Do we need a vote or just?
I think it's pretty much understood that you're electing Mr. Mayor.
I think I'm okay. All right, well, I'd like to go ahead and call the tonight's meeting to order, and if everyone please rise and recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and if we can please get the director's report from Mr. Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Gaines. I have a couple items to report. At the last Wednesday board meeting, ZMP 13-2 Cowboys LLC was rejected by the Board of Supervisors by a vote of 4-1 for the rezoning case. And we have one site development plan, the technical review committee this month, SDP 1402 Campbell Equipment. No BZA cases.
Okay. Do we have any questions? Commissioners, do we have any questions?
No.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to then go ahead and open up. I've got public comments ahead of minutes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and open up the meeting for public comments. If you are here for anything other than the SDP Fluvanna Self-Storage Site Development Plan, please come to the podium. You have 3 minutes. All right, seeing no one that wants to participate, we'll go ahead and close public comments and go to the approval of minutes.
I move that the minutes of our last meeting be approved as presented.
Okay, second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Zimmer. Did we get a second?
Mr. Johnson.
Okay. I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. And we have a second by Mr. Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Chair also votes aye. That's 3-0. Let's go ahead and move down to presentations.
Sir, thank you, Mr. Gaines, members of the commission. This is a site development plan for Fluvanna Self-Storage. They're adding a 3,500 square foot addition onto an existing building. It's STP 1401. And it's a request to for sketch plan approval to construct a 3,500 square foot building addition per section 22-23-8C. Building expansion of 2,500 square feet or greater is a major site plan. It kicks us into this category before you tonight. They're proposing 29 additional self-storage facilities units. It's located in the Rivanna Community Planning Area. It's a little over 5 acres in area, and it's tax map 8, section A, parcel 30E. Property is zoned B1, and self-storage facilities are a by-right use in the B1 zoning district. A little history on this parcel. It was rezoned from A1 to B1 back in 1988. There was a major site development plan approved in January of 1998 and three subsequent site plan amendments leading up to tonight's site plan. This is a zoning map. It shows the subject parcel here, and the light pink doesn't show up very well on the screen, but this is the subject property here, north side of Lake Monticello Road. This is an aerial photograph. See Lake Monticello Road here, and this is the delineation of the parcel. And the addition would go right about where the red dot is. This is the applicant's sketch plan. Again, the existing building, I believe, is a 50 by 30 footprint, and it's located right here adjacent to Lake Monticello Road. They have currently about 1,500 square feet of office space, and offices are required to have one parking space per 300 square feet of office space, and they do have adequate parking on site. And the proposed addition is this black area, shaded area right here. It's a 50 by 70 addition. This is the applicant's visual of the overview of the property. Kind of gets you oriented. This is 618 here. This is the existing office building and multiple existing storage units on site, and the proposed addition is located adjacent to the existing office building, 70 by 50 in dimensions. A few other renderings for you. This is what the facility would look like from behind the 50 by 70 area here. This is what it currently looks like. You see, I think there's three garage doors there. And again, this area here. It is accessed via 618. There are no new entrances proposed. They would use the existing entrance. VDOT has commented there's excellent site distance there. They have no sites well organized. They have no issues with it. It does have adequate parking, again, for the travel ways and access to the existing units as well as the office spaces. Five spaces are required for the existing offices, and they do have eight on site. This sketch plan does appear to meet the requirements of our zoning ordinance. Of course, if the commission approves it tonight, then the final site plan is required. And because it does meet requirements of our zoning ordinance, staff is recommending approval. With that, I have a suggested motion here before you. And do you have any questions? I'll be happy to answer those.
I don't have any questions about this, but I just want to indicate that I have a self-storage business at Fort Union. We're not in competition with each other, and we don't know each other. And so I just want to indicate, it sounds good to me, but I just want to indicate that minutes show that I did disclose that, and I don't see where it's a conflict of interest.
Mr. Johnson, I think it's absolutely appropriate that you do that, and I don't see any conflict under the circumstances either.
Questions? We'll entertain a motion if anybody wants to make one.
Okay. I'd like you to make it. I move that we approve SDP 1401, a sketch plan to construct a 3,500 square foot building addition onto the existing self storage facility with respect to 5.233 acres of tax map 8, section A, parcel 30E. Subject to the conditions listed in the staff report.
Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner Zimmer to approve.
A second.
We have a second from Commissioner Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
And the chair also votes aye. That's 3-0. Okay, guess we'll move down to unfinished business. We don't have anything in subdivisions. No. Okay, let's move down to unfinished business. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Gaines, I do want you to know that you are in the running for the record.
Actually, I think I had the record, and I've been running for number two now.
Well, I just wanted you to be aware of that.
All right, thank you. It's a shame I couldn't wait for like a, you know, a Nationals game for that.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, it's approved by Mr. Chairman. If you recall at our last meeting, development activity report for 2013 was presented and it had a few typographical errors. Those have been addressed and are presented here. The first one was that the conservation easement that was mentioned has been approved but has not been recorded yet. And
there is a change in that. It has been recorded, as of last week.
That was recorded.
But fortunately, that was in 2014. Remembering that's still accurate.
So it has?
It was recorded last Friday.
Yeah, not in 2013.
Not in 2013.
Okay.
So you now know it was recorded, but you don't need to make the change.
Okay.
In 2012, there were 77, not 67, building permits that didn't directly relate to 2013's DAR, but it was mentioned in the DAR by way of comparison. As Ms. Eager pointed out, there are no references anywhere in the DAR now to Twin Rivers. They all say Two Rivers. And finally, as Mr. Zimmer pointed out, is a 50% increase from 8 to 12, not 66.6. The 12 complaints that were investigated in 2013 was a 50% increase from 2012. And that was all of the corrections.
Okay.
So they need to on it to approve it as corrected.
As I recall, they carried it over from last meeting, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would need approval.
Okay.
I would move that we accept the development activity report as presented this evening.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Zimmer and a second by Commissioner Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
And the chair also votes aye, 3-0. I think we have a second comment period.
That's going to be real short.
I think we're good.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't think there's anything else.
Mr. Chairman, let me just say one thing about that since we've got a little bit of a break.
Yeah, we've got a little time. Go ahead.
this that conservation easement was, it's an appropriate easement, and it's about 600 acres, so it's not insignificant. I've never seen one of these as difficult to do as this one was, and it was just a question of there wasn't anything that made it difficult except they couldn't get it right. And it was...
Why? What made it... Why couldn't they get it right?
I'm not going to say that in an open meeting, but...
Okay,
that's fine. There was just every single thing that came in was wrong.
Wow.
It had to be corrected at least once.
So there wasn't disputes, disagreements. They just didn't get the paperwork right.
Well, at one point, the bank was telling me that the draft that the owner had submitted and that we had approved, and then we had added some stuff to it, they were objecting to our citing a section of the Virginia Code that's the enabling legislation. And they were saying, oh, well, you can't do that because the IRS won't accept it. Well, I said that I don't buy that, but if you can show me some authority, that's okay. But this is taken directly from the standard form for the Virginia Outdoors Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're telling me that the IRS will disallow this one that means they will disallow every BOF easement in Virginia. I mean, that's the kind of nonsense that we were dealing with. And I wanted you to know about that.
Wow.
Because you kept hearing about this, and it's been submitted, and then it goes away, and it comes back, and
seemed to have taken a little longer than what we normally
expected. It took ridiculously large amount of time, and the last error was corrected today, 4 days after it was recorded. But I just thought you'd be interested in knowing why it had taken so long. There really wasn't anything, there weren't any substantive disputes.
Okay.
And it wasn't a problem. It's a good easement, which is, of course, why we were kept trying to get it fixed, because the county wanted this easement. But I've never experienced this kind of just, it's what one of my colleagues, my former colleagues at the bar used to call rat killing. And I've never experienced rats that you had to shoot 4 or 5 times before they would go away.
Wow.
And that many rats. So anyway, I just thought you'd be interested in knowing why it took so long.
Thank you. I have one question. The Cowboys LLC was turned down. Will we be seeing that again?
Possibly in a different form.
Okay.
In the
thrust of the board's,
not necessarily a rezoning, but
the thrust of the board's objection was that they thought that, and this is as I recall the board's comments, they thought this location was particularly sensitive visually, and that they were concerned about the kind of commercial uses that could go in there in that very visually dominant location. And I think that's why they turned it down, because there were some proffers limiting the uses, but they weren't very extensive, as you recall.
No.
Right.
So when
I had a bit of a discussion with one of the folks who has expressed some concerns about it, and I told him, you know, that at our Planning Commission meeting, nobody came to speak. Everything indicated was this complied with the comprehensive plan. I didn't really feel like we had any way to legitimately say no. And I think that was felt by everybody.
Exactly.
I think we voted 4-0 or 5-0.
Yeah, I think it was 4-0.
It might have been 4-0 at that time.
Yeah.
And all the objections and all the reasons for not came up quite after, which are perfectly legitimate, but they came up so much after that. And this person who's actually in the planning biz, he agreed with me. He said, yeah, I fully understand.
He was at the board meeting.
What's that?
He was at the board meeting.
Yeah, I know. And so, you know, he understood that, but that was my big thing. I wondered where all the objections were up front, and he told me why he wasn't there, you know, some conflicts and everything. So, I mean, it's all good. But.
Well, you know, this does illustrate one thing that I think is significant, and that is we have always had the procedure where when you have a rezoning or special use permit, the Planning Commission holds its public hearing, makes a report to the board, then the board holds its public hearing. In a lot of jurisdictions, there's only one public hearing. It's a joint public hearing. Now, the board and the commission each have to have a public hearing, but they can hold it jointly. And you can imagine this is a good illustration of why our system is better from the standpoint of having the public heard.
Yeah.
Not as good from the standpoint of streamlining the process.
Right.
Charlottesville does that. Albemarle does it the way we do. Charlottesville does it with one joint public hearing, and I'm involved in a case now in Madison, and Madison does one joint hearing. So, just for example.
I think if that had happened here, it would be approved today.
I think you're right, and I think that's the illustration I want you to take away.
Okay, any other questions? If not, at 7:23.
The comprehensive plan discussion is on the agenda, but on unfinished business.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
But,
I'm sorry. There was no invitation from our end. Our intent was just to get feedback from the commission.
In light of the chairman and vice chairman being absent, we better wait until our work session.
I would suggest that also.
And I would ask that we defer it also.
Okay, so we can go ahead and defer the comprehensive plan review discussion. There is no new business. We've already covered that there's no more public left. And at 7:24, you can go ahead and adjourn.
And I think Mr. Gaines is to be commended for the efficiency of his chairmanship.
I take full credit for nominating him.
I know that it's so efficient that the ball game isn't even over yet.
You going to check the record book and see if that's a record? We started like 4 minutes late, so I think technically this was only 20 minutes.
20, yeah.
Well, you know, actually, I think in the scope of things, anything less than a half hour is kind of a rounding error.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're tied for first.
Tied for first. We'll take it.
Listening to the ninth inning on the radio.
Hey, well, enjoy your ride home and listen to the game.
Oh, I'll be up to about post office.
He's speaking tomorrow night at Flavanna Leadership Development.
I don't think so.
Okay. I thought I saw your name on the list.
Thank you.
Was it? Easton? I thought so.
Well, Easton sent me something back in the spring, but I haven't heard back from Easton.
Okay. Well, I know I'm
okay.
So I'll hold up the planning.
Okay, good, because what was it, 2 years?